million! Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
Maim Bialik for The Big Bang Theory.
That's pronounced Maim Bialik.
Oh, Travis high-fives so high. It's like, Travis has the Infinity Gem of the high-five.
His fucking torso's shredded to thin, dude.
Why do people have to die?
Travis, those sandals look spoose.
2 pages. Mark Millar fucking says, snicked.
Have your friends sucked your wiener?
No.
Yep. The force.
The holy
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero, the podcast dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present so that you can watch them in the future. This is episode 497. My name is Travis.
James.
Nick.
And the new Venom is Big Papa Pump.
There we go. Go to planezero.com where you can find links for social media, which really, I mean, Facebook and...
Hey, thanks to all you Twitter. People that left stuff in between. I mean, we're close. We got 50 comments. We're almost to 100. That'll keep the show alive.
I mean...
Great to hear. Next week, we'll read them all. Yeah. But next week, we'll read them all.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. We definitely don't record two at a time.
We don't.
And thus are not able to read them now. And that's not why. We just got it such a packed episode.
That's wonderful.
That we can't really read them yet.
Yes. So packed.
Yeah. Hit the store tab and you can buy shirts and stuff with either designs from Aaron's art or the Plane Zero logo or different versions of the Obscure Gentleman logo. All those things.
Yeah, Daddy needs $2.
Tuba?
Tuba, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, this week's movie is the final pick from James.
Yes. So I picked one of my favorite movies from when I was younger called Teen Wolf. Before I go into it, I did ask people what they thought of Teen Wolf.
Did you ask people other than the ones that we saw?
Yes.
Cool. That's awesome. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah. But most of them give like one word answers.
Spoose.
Yeah. It's all spoose. So one person says, Ari says, that's a classic. So there you go.
And then he yelled Lloyd.
And then he yelled Lloyd. Sammy says, old
school. I'm the sweetest bitch.
You'll ever know.
Yes, exactly. She said, that's old school.
No, old school's with Will Ferrell.
It's a classic. No, she just says it's a
no
classic.
No one talked about penises?
No.
Sad.
Aaliyah says, I'm a fan. It's cheesy, but I think the acting and storyline is pretty good. Vanessa says...
Aaliyah died in a plane.
Yes, that's true.
She did.
Vanessa says, yeah, same thing with all the previous statements.
And a lot of these people are very simpatico.
So yeah, they a lot of people on the same page with that. Now, moving on to... our shared friend group.
who no one could answer you seriously.
Tim of...
except for one person.
Of Call of Duty fame. States, starring Michael J. Fox. And then Nick chimed in with Michael J. Cox for some reason. And then Michael J. Cox Ballsack. So that's what my close friends said.
One
and
person
then Yama
did.
Says... It was... Yama of 12 for a Penny fame says... It wasn't as good as Airwolf, mostly because of a serious lack of helicopter... But still a worthy sequel. So that was a pretty solid
piece of business.
Tim also said, I haven't seen it since it came out. I don't remember a thing about it. Joe from Noctuary fame
and 12 for a
penny fame said, I think I saw it on TV and didn't care for it. I don't know if this was before or after the Thriller video, but I remember the transformations being somewhat similar. And Nick wants to know if anyone's seen Adolescence. So that's what the general public says. Now, my wife just watched this movie with me.
You are an animal.
Ow. And her statement was, this movie's fucking trash. So that was her statement based on it, which differed from everyone else that we talked to who has not seen the movie probably in a very long time.
If you haven't seen it and you saw it as a kid, you'll probably think it's good.
I urged people who all commented, hey, you know what? I want you to please... not watch this movie again and just have those thoughts and ideas in your head. And that's what this whole podcast has been. It's a cautionary tale of you can never go home again. Don't Don't go back and watch Teen Wolf.
But you can buy stuff there.
But you can buy stuff there.
Let's go to the blank.
So Teen Wolf is a story about a young Sasquatch. And his Sasquatch dad.
Saskatoons.
So it's just it's this, I guess, dorky kid who works at a hardware store because you're not in a movie unless you work at your father's hardware store.
He works at his hardware father's and what's his father's name? It's Howard's.
The Duck?
Yeah, no, because there's actual hardware stores.
Oh, named Howard's.
Yeah.
And Menards.
But clearly, no, Menards not a hardware store.
Oh, okay. Oh, Menards.
Menards.
Yeah. So there's a hardware. There's a place called
Kick
Menards.
Kick me in Menards.
Yes.
Kicked Menards.
That way.
So he's a dork, and he has and he's clearly going through some changes. This is written by Jeff Loeb, was one of the guys who ruined the Hulk after World War Hulk. That's beside the point.
A bomb.
Ruined the ending of Hush, which it could have been so much more better.
It's okay though. Hush 2.
I know why. Is he writing it too?
Yes, and it's Jim Lee doing the art. Like it's literally them coming back, you know, getting the band back together. You know, we'll see what happens.
Let's do that with Heroes. Let's have him bring back Heroes. So, this movie, like clearly he's gonna turn into a werewolf.
What else did Jeff write?
He wrote Long Halloween. He wrote a bunch of stuff.
I know. He did write some good stuff,
but for the most part, like in recent memory, he didn't write anything that great, in my opinion. He was also responsible. Wasn't he responsible for the end of
Seinfeld?
The Ultimates universe? Like the original?
No, he did write Ultimatum.
That's what I meant.
That wasn't the end of that.
To me, it was the end of the Ultimates.
I get what you're saying.
Yes.
But after that, Ultimate Spider-Man still carried on and was still good.
Yes, that is true.
That was the one book that was still pretty great.
He killed it in my mind, even though he used Joey Mads on that, which is, he's a great artist. From Battle Chasers fame.
Did that guy die?
No. He still has his company. They might come out with a part 4.
How come he don't draw no more?
Because he has a video game company and
stuff. But you're such a good artist.
What do you want from me? I don't know.
Sad.
It took him forever to
Michael Turner's dead.
Yes, and at WonderCon, I'm pretty sure he had new art.
Michael Turner?
Yeah, and a new comic. I don't know what's happening. 20 years after he's been dead. But so Teen Wolf, he's awkward. Stuff's happening.
Hey, you can't believe what you've seen in the movies.
He's seen hair.
Their shitty basketball team.
He's on a basketball team that they suck real bad. The coach, probably the best part of this whole movie, with his platitudes and just not caring. And just like, what do you mean you want to forfeit? Like,
office always open.
Roger Padactor wanted to just forfeit. I forgot I have notes.
No.
The coach wanted to forfeit.
Roger Padactor said no.
Yeah.
But then they're playing this team who's better than them.
Also
that guy's a 20-year-old.
Yeah. It was also a little jarring that there was no music in the opening of this movie, really.
Yeah. How come he was playing like it was a horror movie?
Yeah. It's like
the opening credits.
The opening, it's like, what the fuck is happening? Lots of 40-year-olds at this high school is what I loved on the basketball team.
Wait, is the play at the school or is this a different thing?
I think it's at the school.
Then why is that? How close is this rival high school at? I'm just confused. Like, rewatching this movie, well, first of all, I, as someone who likes sports.
You loved this movie for its accuracy.
No. It just upsets me that during these time periods, it's like even the extras, how come you can't get an extra that just knows how to dribble a basketball? If this movie took place in the 1930s, then I would be okay with how they play. But it doesn't.
They're playing worse than the people in semi-pro.
And there's a guy, how he's like on the other team, looks like Scott Skiles, you know who that is.
Yes, I do.
And he's just dribbling like ridiculously. And it just pisses me off. Everything happening in this movie. And then Michael J. Fox is the most unathletic person in the world.
But I saw him pass the ball.
It wasn't him.
Himself.
Shooting. He jumps for his free throws, which is fucking bananas.
Travis, and why does he do that?
Because he's a wee
it
little man.
It doesn't matter how tall he is.
But did you say to get extra push? What did you say?
Did I say something about that?
Did. You said to get extra height or something.
But watching that is upsetting.
So one of my other problems in this is this guy's been friends with this boof lady who's a soccer mom in high school.
She's attractive.
No, she is, but she just looks older. I mean, like,
no, all I really said was he's a tiny man.
And by older, I don't mean like they all look like shit. Like they just look like
with
like this, like
Saved
by the Bell. This is like you got a lot of old kids at this school.
He has intercourse with that girl.
But wait, but he can't tell that Boof likes him when every time she's like, oh, anytime he talks about another girl, she's just like freaking out and getting mad. And it's weird.
Because he's a punk ass bitch.
I mean, it's weird because then they do that whole, I mean, well, Styles is just this guy who's a games master of at parties.
So here's, okay. So that was the one thing that confused me because Styles was making a big deal saying, if I don't get a keg, I won't be able to get into this party. And then all of a sudden,
it's his party.
But then all of a sudden, he's running the party.
Yeah.
He's a games master. Once he's in there, man. It's like
me, Rhonda.
He's got so many plans. And then, like, these people are making out. Like, it's like that's his friend. And he, like, tears at her. They don't even have a discussion about it afterwards. It's
no one saw her back when he walked away.
A cake of beer.
But he got scary because he had red eyes.
See, that's a
so help me, red
in
eyes.
In my head, it's like, man, it's got that line in it. It's so great.
And then, you know, the Howley is the other friend.
Yeah. Who just doesn't like
from the North Shore. The star of the North Shore.
Have you never an actual movie
friend.
Called The North Shore?
You've never seen North Shore?
No,
this
I've
guy's never seen North Shore.
What movie
the
is
The surfing
this?
Movie.
No, I've never seen it.
It's the best surfing movie there is.
With Lance Burkhart?
But he pulled the lead. Shall we?
Didn't we do that?
No.
I swear
no,
we
but
did.
We saw it more than European Vacation. I'll tell you what.
You won't like
when
it.
He was in the hardware store and that little kid was blowing the whistle, why wasn't the dad reacting?
I thought that, like, too.
Because the dad's got control because he's no longer in puberty.
I don't care how long you've been a fucking werewolf. If that's going to hurt you, it hurts you.
Sasquatch man.
It's not like it's like, hey, I'm an adult, so a punch to my stomach ain't going to hurt me.
The only thing I could assume is this.
What are you defending?
No. I'm going to say is Scott. Because Scott.
If you like this movie, I'm going to swing on you.
Scott. Because he's not controlling his transformations, whereas the dad is. So the dad's not in his wolf mode at all or in any risk of it, so he can't hear it. That's the only thing I could assume.
Who's a Sasquatch koala bear, he should be like, son, sit down. Here's all the rules and the laws. Here's a book about it. Let's fucking...
When he was like a little kid or 12, like, he tells him while he's starting to freak out.
Because I think, wasn't it like also that he didn't know if it was going to happen
to
him, though?
Yeah, but still...
And then
you guys both have the same water bottle.
Oh shit! No, not really.
I mean, different stickers. And yours says Arbonne.
Mine doesn't have my name on it.
Whoa, easy.
Mine doesn't have my name on
wow.
it.
Wow.
It says Arboretum.
It says AT&T. How about that?
Mine does say AT&T.
Big jerk.
Why does yours have your name on it?
Because a vendor gave it to me.
Oh.
And this episode is brought to you by All Access Lifts.
You know what? How come Michael Jackson?
Is that Altered
Michael
Beast?
Jackson?
Huh?
Is that Altered Beast?
It's mythical. The mythical.
Oh, beast. Mythical Beast. Duh. Yeah.
How come Michael J. Fox says how he talks when he first changed? Jeez Louise! Like, why does he talk all weird? It's all,
well, before that, when he's trying to get that blonde lady to go to Courtney Thorne-Smith.
And she obviously hates him.
Yeah,
and that's not Courtney Thorne-Smith.
Who is
it's
she?
Definitely not.
She's just
she's just an '80s blonde girl.
Yeah, wait, really?
That might have a lazy eye.
A lot of vagina?
No.
Oh, you said blonde girl. I thought you said Bond girl.
Well, a lot of vagina's not a Bond girl either, my man. She's a Powers girl.
Oh, whatever. What are you going to do? Kenny Powers?
Yeah.
I
Kenny
like,
Powders.
I like how he was trying to get her to go by being like, I got a van. It's like, that's a pretty cool pickup.
But she doesn't like him because he's like a nerd.
But he has a van.
He almost killed his friend because he couldn't drive when he saw himself in a mirror.
Yeah,
and then the whole surfing thing. Is
and I
stupid.
Like the idea that the other friend is just like, "Oh, you scare me now. I don't like you." He's prejudiced.
But then Jeff.
But
Loeb,
also at the same time,
he's a werewolf.
He's turned into a goddamn werewolf.
Clearly, Jeff Loeb using great power comes great responsibility. Kind of paraphrase
that threw me out of it. That really threw me off. Like when because I do not
were
remember
like,
him ever saying
like
that.
Doctor either. Strange getting knocked out. Like knocking Peter Parker out?
I was outside of my body when it happened, and I had to look around
yeah.
for a second. Like, it really threw me off. Like, oh, my God, they're flat out saying this.
Hey, look, like most wolves, we're really good at sports.
No, he actually says the misphrased version of the with great power comes great responsibility, too. It's like, I was just like, good golly.
But he becomes, whoever played him as the werewolf playing basketball, did know how to play.
Knew how to throw behind his back.
But I don't like that they kept using the same thing over and over and over where it's like...
Because they use the same repeated stock footage.
But why?
Because people didn't notice in the 80s. They thought people didn't notice because they were lazy.
You know, we didn't. We didn't. And now we
I did. every time because he kept doing the same general behind the back.
No, it's Sergeant. I know. We've been getting it wrong for years, and that made me sad.
But then now he's cool because Sergeant. He's the wolf.
He, you know what? Boom, boom, ba-dum, boom, boom, like boom. Most high schools, I know it bothered me. It's stupid,
Big Bad Wolf.
Everyone,
he's dancing when he's dancing at the
Big
dance.
Bad Wolf. That every like all the friends and people important all had lockers in the same row. It's like that's not real. That didn't happen. And then like. Styles like fallen with all the locker shit like on him. It's like, why was it so packed? That's just a mess. No one's got a locker like that.
And what's crazy is that.
Wait, did you have a locker like that? You look suspicious.
No.
I don't know, man. All right.
Our lockers were.
Not that big.
And not that close. To his was across campus from.
No, ours were realistic. Because we live in the real world.
Exactly. And there's a scene where he closes the locker. Then he goes, you're okay, Styles. And his locker's open again. Very bad continuity right there.
It's the 80s. Like no one would notice then.
Yes. And when he does turn into a wolf, nobody calls the cops. Nobody calls the army. Like, it just like.
Or tries to fight him.
You know what Monster Squad got right? They called the army. Yeah.
Did they? I haven't seen the Monster Squad in I don't know how long.
What the fuck? You know what? And.
I'm not gonna.
And I'm glad that this podcast is ending because I don't need to ruin my childhood anymore.
I want to watch it with my kids.
I don't. I
Teen Wolf?
No, no. No, I
want
to watch Monster
Squad. Do you want your son to know about real basketball?
I show him Air Bud.
I've never seen Air Bud, actually.
Mr. McNoodle has in his eights.
Hey, you know what, though? There is nothing in his rule book that says a werewolf can't play basketball.
They didn't say that, which they should have.
Well, Air Bud wasn't a thing yet, so that wasn't
No, but they did it. There's nothing you can jump real high, because that was in Flubber.
It's true.
Nothing in this rule book says you can't jump real high. That's what they say.
Nothing in this rule book says you can't have a mustache and bounce on it or something.
Whoa.
You must bounce on it wild style.
Yeah. Yeah. And so he's a wolf, and this girl loves him because she's into, like, Sasquatches, apparently.
And he becomes power hungry, basically.
And
you mean the blonde girl.
Yeah, and she bangs him. Yeah. And she's like, look at my titties. And it's like.
And then he howls because he blew.
He says,
loads.
"You are an animal." Ow.
Yeah, and so
we forgot we forgave a lot of things because it was Michael J. Fox. I feel like.
Yeah, and then they go bowling. He's still the Sasquatch, and it's like, so they're not broken up.
The ball he's holding is plastic. Because how he was holding it, I was like, that ball's not heavy.
And when Mick...
One day I'm going to watch Teen Wolf 2, and then we're going to realize it was actually a better movie.
Oh, shit.
He looked better as the wolf because he was, like, swole.
Because he was a boxer.
Yeah.
When Mick comes up to him...
Like, Styles is the only returning character, or is also his dad?
No, Styles played by someone else.
His dad was...
I said returning character, not actor.
Oh, then yes.
His dad was in it.
Yeah, that's what dad. I thought, right?
So
we never find out how his dad became a wolf.
Well, no, I think it's a genetic thing.
Yeah. In this world, it's scientific.
Thank you.
In this world, only.
In underworld, it's also scientific.
No, it's not. It's magic.
There is magic to it.
No,
that's
it's
how
not.
It started.
There's no Romania people in this. Maybe the dad hit Romania.
It's
with
not magic. They're blood. Two brothers of that king. One was bitten by a bat, one was bitten by a wolf. And their blood, that created vampires and werewolves. That's what happened.
Because of a curse.
Because they were bitten by brother. By the
creatures.
It was not
a curse.
Man,
it's their blood type.
I like you, but you're crazy.
It's their blood type.
Okay. Mick,
no magic. No curses.
Did Mick, in fact, murder his mother with a shotgun
stealing
chickens? Like, that was out of nowhere. I've dealt with your kind before. It's like, you fucking know about werewolves?
So
sir?
He killed his mother?
But then why would his mother be a werewolf also? Because if it's genetic... Unless because he put it to her?
By injection. Werewolf by
injection. I don't know.
Hot beef
Hey, injection. You know what? This movie doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I mean, was it just to make him angry?
But then the principal's also upset because the principal liked the mom?
This movie, to quote John Madden in The Simpsons.
It's pretty amazing.
That doesn't make a lick of sense.
The coach is the best where he's like, three things. Someone with a dagger on their chest.
Isn't the coach one of Carla's husbands from Cheers?
No, that is not Nick.
No,
Fratelli.
No, it's not. You're right.
Or
because I was thinking, I was getting him confused with him, with
the bad guy from Adam's Family. That's not him.
No, I was getting him confused with the other guy.
With the guy from who used to be on
one of the other ex-husbands.
Power 106.
I know.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
That was a radio
station.
Jay Cutler. Nope.
The bodybuilder or the football player?
You know I'm always talking about the bodybuilder if I say Jay Cutler.
Okay.
Jay Johnstone? No, that's a baseball player.
I'm going to find out.
Jay Walking. But that coach, he was bringing it the whole time. Like, I love that guy. And when Teen Wolf goes to the dance, Saturday Night Fever style. See, that's at the end.
But it's also not Saturday Night Fever that they're playing. Yeah. Like, it's weird.
So at the end of the night where he's already banged the girl. Uh-huh. They go bowling. And then he's like, hey, you want to go to the dance? And she's like, I have a boyfriend. It's like, wait, what?
I know. I'm confused.
Like, you just took my hog. And like, she took his pink thing. And he's like, you want to go dance? No, I got a boyfriend. It's like, what the fuck's that all about?
And then he realizes that he's wrong and he needs to be just himself.
Yeah, because he's... And oh, yeah, we forget about the surfing part. When I was younger, I loved the surfing
part. I hate that part. No, there's not one thing I like about this movie. I don't like the coach. I don't like anybody.
How do you not like that coach?
I hated watching
that coach is so great. No. Man, you're a savage.
It just no one there's like no explanation of anything. Like it just these things are happening.
So when he slices at Mick, who just walks up because he's so mad that he banged his girlfriend apparently.
And no one of color exists in this world.
There's one guy.
Like,
remember he breakdances in front of him because he's a wolf.
But that's it.
Wolves can breakdance.
White's a color.
That's true.
That's all colors, actually.
That's true.
That's also true.
But did you notice that Mick has a dagger tattoo on his stomach?
When he rips his shirt open and he gets real mad at him.
Do you think, like, there's a lot of stuff that where, like, the original script had way more, like, lore stuff in it?
No, I don't know.
I mean, I think we need to dig. I think we need to watch the whole TV show. That was also a response to some people. There, when I asked them, they go, the TV show? Because I haven't watched that.
The TV show is probably 100 times better than this movie.
Well, because it went the Buffy the Vampire Slayer route.
No, but...
Whereas, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie, is kind of silly, and the show is taking itself seriously.
And it's been on... It was on for, like, 9 seasons.
The show?
Yeah.
I thought it was only, like, 5 or something.
9 seasons?
I thought it was a lot.
Superman's in that show.
He is on that show.
What Superman?
The Superman and Lois Superman.
Oh, that guy. Is he the Teen Wolf?
No.
No.
If it's not for 9 seasons, he's no longer a teen.
I mean, it took place after.
It also is like 13 episodes don't necessarily take place all in 1 year. Like,
I wonder if he said Jeez Louise in it.
Jeez Louise!
When the dad shows up because the principal's like, I finally got you.
He got a boner.
Yeah, it's like, they both, you ruined what I was going to say. That's exactly what I was going to say. He just fucking stole it from me because I told you earlier. This is why we
the coach wrote talk. Short Circuit.
He wrote it?
Yes.
Oh.
He's a writer, evidently. So he also wrote the screenplay for Muppets Take Manhattan.
That's fucking crazy.
That's awesome.
And Muppet Caper.
This guy just keeps getting better and better.
And he was eating hard-boiled eggs.
He just threw the fucking just shell fucking on the floor the shell like on a madman. It's like...
Tony pointed that out, too.
On a basketball court.
And then you got Francis in it, the guy who Pee-wee almost killed.
So evidently, the coach, his main career is a writer.
Oh, wow. So is Mick... shouldn't he be banned from basketball because he ran full sprint and threw an elbow?
I mean, he would probably get a technical because it was the 80s.
But that one, that's true.
Kurt Rambis was almost murdered by Kevin McHale, and he got a technical.
He wrote 20 episodes of the Bob Newhart show. Jeez.
He ran at full speed, elbowed the dude that wasn't Michael J. Fox before Michael J. Fox
came
out as a normal guy.
And Larry Bird punched each other in the face multiple times, and they got technicals. If that happened today, they wouldn't be in the league ever again.
Yeah. So Mick, but Mick fouled every foul he did. No,
and then also, why was he standing under the basket when he was shooting, which is also illegal?
Also that, because they're like, hey, you can't be there. So he just stood back.
How about you move? Go over there, idiot. See, was the rest.
This was the championships. I don't think they could have won.
I don't know.
But Michael J. Fox did pretty good when he was a human at the end.
He just couldn't do it. It's like Michael J. Fox is just unathletic.
That's mean. I saw him ride a skateboard.
That's different.
He rode a skateboard, made a guy drive into manure.
He played guitar.
He was so good.
But he did. He knows how to ring a bell.
He taught Chuck Berry how to let women poop on his chest. Not many people know that's what Chuck Berry is known for.
How does he change clothes so fast?
Chuck Berry?
No, that was
Michael J. Fox didn't even like the movie.
Oh, I know. He didn't like the movie at all. That's, of why, this he, that's movie? Why he didn't do part two.
Well, I mean,
yeah, he was like embarrassed by it. And plus, his popularity at the beginning didn't exist. And then towards the end, it started to because of family ties.
Cheater! Is that when Tom Hanks was got physical with him and
his drunk uncle?
Family ties?
Yeah. He was drunk uncle, but not the good drunk uncle for Saturday Night Live.
It's Huey Lewis and the Jews.
That's just a great dude. But yeah, man.
The director said somewhere in a vault there's a full hour of the most embarrassing sports footage ever taken.
And when
I would imagine so.
When Howard came out in makeup, everyone laughed uncontrollably because of how he looked. The dad.
Oh.
Like, how?
I mean, I don't know what that is. I mean, because at least Michael J. Fox kind of had, like, the nose like a dog. Like, his nose was. But the dad was just, I don't know what it was.
They're just Sasquatches. They're very Sasquatch. I don't get that.
I guess they were trying to go the route of the original werewolf. But it's like, that's crazy that a movie from the fucking 1920s looks better than he does.
But not just the basketball rules. I feel it's because it's the 80s, they were also more accepting of werewolves.
No, they weren't. American Werewolf in London did come out.
Not of in the 80s, though, not of gay people, clearly, as they've showed in this movie.
They said the F word a bunch
of
times.
Whoa, I ain't no F.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, let's calm down, Styles. Let's take it easy. You know how much money I put into merch? That guy wasn't a friend.
What was it? Was the gum Pee Wee was making Francis chew was trick gum where it was like black? Man, I love that movie. Because Pee Wee's a gangster.
Do you?
No, I do love that movie. Right. I've seen it recently.
Okay. All right. See? It's just this.
I rewatched that movie and it was great.
Okay, good. This show, it's just you.
Like
don't know.
when he's sitting there and what's his name from Wonder Years is like saying his whole lines. And then he's just staring at and he's dressed as a nun staring at the mic.
I read all those. There's nothing else that's, I've already brought up by multiple of those points, sir.
But it was good.
But I liked it. And then it just ends because, so the controversy.
No, that's real.
They say in there it's not real.
Yeah.
So what happens? Explain what happens.
In I Love the 80s, they even showed it. At the very end of the movie, they have a wide, like, pan out of the whole stadium. There's a guy sitting there with his dick out, his penis. He stands up, he tucks it in, and then they keep celebrating. Watching it now, there's a guy who his pants are just open, and there's nothing there because they cut it out.
And he buttons it up and zips it up.
So, yes, that was not fake. That happened.
I don't know, man. The trivia says
up. Well, they're lying.
This is an international movie.
Because that is the best thing ever that someone was able to sing. Like, my dick was in a movie.
Not anymore.
I mean, not anymore, sadly.
It disappeared like the family in Back to the Future.
His dick out.
They in different countries, they called this, like, his name was changed to Marty. They called this, like, Future Boy and stuff. They made it to where it was,
Because in a lot of the other countries, it came out after Back to the Future, so they wanted to.
How far?
Like probably a year or a few months even.
You gotta go with the flow.
He's one in one of the most wonderful movies ever made in one of the
And also
things.
Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he's in this movie, which I just fucking hate so much. Jesus. Now. I just hate this movie.
Wow. He hasn't even asked you if you think it holds up yet.
We'll get there.
Brutal. Yeah.
Right.
So it's a movie. They win the game. They're the champion.
So in the end, what do they do?
Win in the end.
Yeah.
We're going to win in the end.
God, that's bullshit.
What, you wanted the other team to win?
They should have. They were just bigger.
They kept missing.
And they were more athletic.
That guy kept getting blocked by their center.
He was good. He looked like he could kind of play.
Because he's 45 years old.
Because he's 45 years old.
That's why. Ridiculous. And Pee-wee's nemesis should not. Like, he was just fucking around. Like, threw a skyhook in the championship game.
I know.
He's lucky he made it.
Chubb?
Yeah. I was going to say Chunk.
Francis?
Francis is his given
he's also,
name.
He's also Zoltar's dad.
What?
From Little Giants.
Oh, yeah.
I swear I saw a little kid running around right now.
Well, that's not good because my kids aren't here. That's not good. That's all I would say when I saw like a monster. Well, that's not good.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oof. So does Teen Wolf hold up, Nick?
No.
Wow.
I hated it. Jesus. Just a few minutes in watching and just... But a lot of movies have done this with sports-wise, like early on. No, but Hoosiers, like, they can play basketball.
Well, Hoosiers is different. That's
because it's a real
serious,
movie.
Good movie.
But it's just, you can get any fucking extras and be like, hey, do you know how to dribble a basketball?
Matthew Modine in it.
I've never seen Hoosiers.
It's so good.
We
it's an amazing
going
movie.
To do layups.
How many passes
do we shoot?
He's
talking like he does
shoot?
In Stranger
Four.
Things.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go to the free throw line now.
He does talk like that. But I
seven?
Just,
is your name Seven?
11.
Doc Hollywood's probably awful too. Or Day Bow Bow.
Oh, Secret of My Success. I don't think I
we
even
watched
liked
it,
as a it kid.
For this.
No, we haven't. I've never seen
Wait,
it.
Wait, why did I watch it recently?
You didn't watch it when we were younger?
Not really.
Day
it was
Bow
on
Bow?
Once,
oh,
but
I watched it when I was in Texas.
Like I feel like my
it's
my
not
family
good at all because
my family rented it. And like, but I was young.
One of
and
the so main problems
I didn't
of
know
that
what was going
movie,
on.
I mean, there's a lot of problems in that movie. But one of the main issues I have is that they're just saying business things, and none of it makes sense. I'm a highfalutin businessman, so I know.
Day bow bow.
But they're just talking. He's just saying things, and they're like, "Oh man, that's really gonna help production." It's like what?
So Michael J. Fox was in the Back to the Future movies that are good, and that's it. Yeah.
But he wasn't in the Back to the Future movies that are bad.
Yes, and Spin City.
That was a great show.
And Treasure Planet.
I didn't watch that.
Spin City introduced me to Carla Gugino.
Atlantis.
I didn't. Oh, it
yes,
was fine
he's the voice.
When I watched it.
Milo.
I watched
Otis?
It. And yeah, the character's name
Atlantis.
But then this was the end of like Disney, so I didn't care.
Yep. Yep.
No.
Wow.
I don't hate the movie, obviously, the way Nick does. Nostalgia know. Is powerful for me on this
he
one.
He just loves basketball.
But I also know it's not good. Like I can acknowledge that, but I didn't hate watching it, but at the same time there is a lot of bullshit in this movie and there's a lot that just like you said, there
doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. But it has some of the best basketball I've ever seen on film.
That's true. I'm with you.
I like that.
Jimmy.
It does not hold up.
You know, I thought it was pretty good.
But, yeah, I do not hate it as much as him. The nostalgia with this one is so strong that, like, immediately after I watch it, I'm like, oh, boy. But I also wasn't like, I don't hate it. I loved what I loved in it. It's definitely not a good movie. But I would have liked to have never seen it and just always thought I still loved it. I want to get one of those T-shirts.
I'll still say, give me a keg of beer, though.
I mean, give me a keg of beer is one of the greatest things.
And then the guy just tells him, put it over there with the others. If we don't use it, you take it home.
What?
When they show up to the party.
Oh, yeah.
And then Styles does that womp-womp face.
Does he?
Yeah. He makes a face and almost looks at the camera practically, but he doesn't.
Oh. Wow.
In the sequel, the guy who plays Styles has a mullet. And he's black.
So it's a different actor that plays Styles?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
I barely remember that movie at all.
I do.
I've never seen part two.
We've watched it.
We did, but I don't care.
T-O-O.
I like that he looked, because he looked better. His werewolf looked better.
Stupid.
I mean, from my memory, it does. It probably does.
I guess we got to find out. It's your last pick.
Teen Wolf
2. Back in the habit.
Love I'm just it. Trying to see who, if like someone, if any, if there was anyone I even knew. Like it's like, not, no, the new Styles know? Is a, also, it doesn't go on to be someone.
It was Brad Pitt. You did it. Good job.
But John Astin is in Teen Wolf 2. So it is connected to European Vacation.
So this movie is the reason why Plane Zero must die. So that I don't have to ruin the movies that I loved in the past. And
in the future.
And especially when they'll hold up in
but
the
sometimes when they do hold
yeah,
up, there
great.
Is a gloriousness.
Then great. Awesome. Cool. I'm glad. Glad for it. There'd be so many movies that I still think I love. And now I'm just like, no, that sucked because I did just see it. And then no one believes me. It's like, I'm the crazy person.
No, that's true. When people say it's like,
oh, I love that fucking movie. It's like, when's the last time you saw it? I mean, I see. I know it well.
It's like Neverending Story is probably the biggest one. Where that movie is a piece
but you know,
of
in
shit.
In my head right now, I love it.
You know what, though? I didn't love it as a
I
kid,
I knew it
though.
Was bad before we watched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I didn't like it as a
what
kid.
What do you mean?
I just didn't like
that
it.
That wolf is spooky.
I know. It looked that
the Gamork?
Wolf. These hands?
No, but I don't like that.
These hands.
If Labyrinth was bad, I would be very sad. But Labyrinth is still an amazing
Labyrinth
movie.
Labyrinth is great, yeah.
The only thing that sucks about about Labyrinth is the scene with the Furies.
But it's still fine.
With they take off their heads.
Oh,
those guys
suck.
But that always sucked.
Those guys always suck. Yeah.
But that's just still a great.
And
movie.
The part where David Bowie's like trying to bang her, that's also just like, oh my god, let's
at
move.
The end.
When they're like dancing, all
yeah,
slow
at the end.
And so, whatever. Yeah, stupid. I don't like that. I don't appreciate that.
The Prince of Eternal.
Just
because
you do that in real life, just calm down, Bowie.
Bowie,
take it easy.
With this big old hog.
Take it easy.
He's sporting some big ass.
He's got a wiener on him.
Dong in
and
it.
And he stole Tina Turner's wig, apparently. From Thunderdome.
He does have Tina Turner hair. Mm-hmm. Damn, dabbing. Dead on the door, Deb. Tina Turner hair. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's all of us. We did it. We did it. We finished the Teen Wolf episode. Nick, where can people find you if you want them to? And or do you have any recommendations or both?
Playing Nick23. On Instagram, recommend. I don't know. I've just been playing Fortnite. It's fun. Fortnite's always fun.
Damn right.
I don't know what that
Get
is.
Your battle royale.
Yeah, I know what that is. But
like one moment you feel like you're so amazing, and then another moment
you
the be
next
like,
you get
so
a big drill up your ass.
Or you'd be like, I'm so bad at this. You it makes you not
beat
play.
With a baseball bat because you didn't want to drink your shield because you're looking for minis, just trying to pop your minis before you get the big pot.
It's true.
You know what I'm
saying. I feel like you're just saying words.
You're saying words.
I mean, we're all saying words. Mm-hmm. You can find me playing Travis. And then recommending Wise.
Ways?
Wise.
Wise Guys? Wise Guys Pizza?
Trying to think if there's anything else new that we're watching. And there isn't. And so I don't think I have anything to recommend.
What
this
the
week.
Fuck?
Nothing's coming to mind.
Wow. Comics or something?
There's some good comics out there. I mean, Ultimate Spider-Man's still amazing. Ghost has a new album coming out that I'm pumped for.
Ultimate. Saint Eyes is a great song.
Ghost,
Saint
Eyes
is a great song. And I'm very much looking forward to Skeleta, which I already have pre-ordered.
Did you say Skeleton?
Skeleta.
Skeletor.
Skeleta.
Okay. Until next time. That grape one's good.
Oh, the Ghost Energy drinks are also good.
I think that grape. I like that grape one
more than the peach.
Probably
the only
I like grape flavored good. Stuff.
The only good thing that like holds up in He-Man, the original one, is Skeletor because he's so awesome.
Or that song.
Did you watch all of the Kevin Smith?
Oh, that was
He-Man?
The best take on He-Man.
Did it end?
Ever. I didn't. See
or is there another
of
season
it.
Coming?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
What about Gwildor?
I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Was Gwildor in it?
Maybe.
Oh shit.
It's a, there's a lot of
they
good
play the music?
I don't know.
Oh, shit.
There's a lot of good in that. Like that, it's
I've heard nothing but good things for
great,
the most part.
If
I mean, I know people were complaining about certain things, but...
Yeah, fuck those people. When
Sword Guy in it?
When I watched... I rewatched all of Transformers from beginning to end, and I liked it. It held up. When I watched He-Man, it was just awful. Fucking god.
Oh, the original cartoon?
Yeah, the
original.
Yeah. But the... Kevin Smith's take on it makes it very good.
And you haven't watched the new Transformers movie.
No.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
I still need to watch
it's
Transformers
so good.
1.
You'll cry probably. It's so
I
good.
Don't, I don't cry during movies.
Yeah, you do. No, you will with this.
Well, 2 pages.
You'll be like, this is so amazing.
He cries at comics, but he doesn't cry at movies.
Why'd you cry at that one?
What?
Old Why would what?
No, like I mean that movie. It's sad.
Movie.
No, I mean the comic is sad.
It's one of the greatest comics to ever.
No,
fucking
I know it is.
You jerk.
But that part, I don't know.
Shut up. Because it's beautiful.
Like, yeah, there he
don't
is.
You get? Yeah, hey, don't you get
beautiful.
It?
Beautiful.
You're dumb.
Beautiful. Things are beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Dumb. I don't like it. I don't like this guy. Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh me? What about me?
Yeah. Where can people find you? What do you have to recommend? Do you want people to find you? If not, don't say anything.
Come find
Just
me.
Recommend.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Obscure Gent, you can find me everywhere if you want. And then I recommend House of Dragon. It's actually pretty good.
That's right. You're watching that.
I watched half of the first season so far. It made me remember loving Game of Thrones originally. I mean, because we all love the fuck out of it. And that last season obviously had some issues. But It's pretty good. I like it a lot. Severance ended. I liked it. Solid. Mythic Quest this last season was great, too.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Mythic Quest. I haven't started Side Quest yet.
It's
only four episodes.
Yet. Okay.
And they're all out.
Okay. I need to watch that, then.
Is my understanding.
A lot of good stuff out there, man. Just, you know what? Watch new stuff. Don't go back and see if anything holds up, because it just... I used to really love Teen Wolf, and now...
God damn it.
And you touched my foot, now we got fuck.
It's going to happen. We'll leave the mics on.
Yeah. Mic TV.
Oh, as far as comics, there was one more thing to recommend. It was a story called The Deviant. The final issue of it finally came out. It's written by the same guy who wrote The Nice House on the Lake.
Oh.
Because he mostly writes a lot of horror comics.
Horror.
This one's about, I think I've mentioned it before on the podcast, but it's about basically this guy who's... There was this crime that happened years ago where around the holidays, someone had killed people. Like, there was a serial killer, basically, and it was believed that the serial killer was homosexual in nature because of who he targeted. And so they just went after this one guy and arrested this one guy because he was a homosexual in the 80s or when it happened. And so this other guy is interviewing him and trying to figure out what happens, and all of a sudden the killings start happening again. And it's really well done. The Deviant.
Okay.
I think there's a trade for the first half of the... It's only 9 issues. So there's a trade for like the first 5 issues, and then there'll be a trade for for obviously the end of it. But like the last issue got really delayed for some reason. And I'm sure there'll be a fully collected version, but I really enjoyed it. It was really well written.
They're waiting for Eric Larson
to do his
part?
Yes.
Nice. They finished that?
Which?
The Image thing? Or did that never get done?
Image United? No.
It didn't finish?
No.
How many did they do? Like,
I think
one?
Two.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, I also recommend working your delts, because one day your delts will start coming in.
Delts? Toids?
Yep.
Sure.
Mostly your mid-delts. That's what you see the most.
The mid-delts?
Yes. But also, you want your rear delts, too. Work on the rear delts.
Sometimes you just got to work on the rear delts. Huh. All right, AAA, gone, not forgotten.
From the edge, fingers clinging to the ledge again. I never thought I'd.